Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Today is Tuesday, December 27th, 2022. Only a few more days left in this year. Unbelievable. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. A deadly winter storm slams upstate New York. Vladimir Putin claims he's ready to negotiate with Ukraine. Whoopi Goldberg doubles down on her controversial beliefs about the Holocaust. Oh, and drivers rank the worst traffic in America. Also coming up, the message of the day on how to keep your New Year's resolutions, and also we'll celebrate Kwanzaa. But first, the death toll from New York's weekend blizzard rising to nearly 30 fatalities, with authorities warning that the number of dead would likely grow. The storm slammed the cities of Buffalo and Niagara with more than 4 feet of snow. Thousands remain without power. Members of the National Guard now helping rescue efforts and clearing roads. Governor Kathy Hochul describing the blizzard as one of the most devastating storms in New York's history. Russian dictator Vladimir Putin now said he's ready to negotiate over the war in Ukraine. Moscow formally blaming Kiev and Western leaders for the 10-month conflict. U.S. officials believing more than 200,000 Russian troops have been killed or injured since the fighting began last February. 200,000. A battery of American Patriot defense missiles arrives in Ukraine this week. Comedian Whoopi Goldberg reiterating her previous remarks about the Holocaust. The View host was suspended earlier this year after claiming the Nazi genocide of the 1940s had nothing to do with race. Goldberg telling UK newspaper The Sunday Times, quote, "You could not tell a Jew on a street. You could find me, but you couldn't find them. That was the point I was making." Ooh, will she get the full Kanye treatment? I doubt it. A new report from Fox News ranking the worst traffic in America. Cities are judged by time in the car compared to distance traveled. Top of the list heading into 2023, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York City, Houston. All those sound about right. The worst spot for motorists, Washington, D.C. And that's just the worst spot for a lot of people in a lot of ways. Drivers in the capital waste 150 hours every year sitting in traffic. Folks looking to avoid gridlock can visit Kansas. People in Wichita experience just 5 minutes of traffic each month. Five minutes. You got to call ahead to you. Honey, I'm sorry. I'm going to be a little late today. Coming up next, do you want to keep your New Year's resolution? Do you know what percentage of people don't? Well, let's not be in that percentage this year. Also, we'll celebrate the wonderful holiday, air quotes, of Kwanzaa. Next.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. It is now behind us. On to the new year. Do you keep your New Year's resolutions? Well, don't feel bad. 91% of people don't. Do you want to keep it, though? If so, I'll tell you how. This is from James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. It's the best goal-setting advice that there is. Here's why most people's goals don't work. First, people make New Year's resolutions that are outcome-based. Like, I'm going to lose weight. Like, well, first, that's not specific enough. And you've heard that advice before. You got to be more specific. All right, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. Super. You got to put a time frame on it. Like, okay, geez. I'm going to lose 10 pounds in 3 months. Okay, great. No chance you're going to do that. There's just no chance because you haven't changed your process. You haven't changed your habits. So make process goals. I'm going to work out 4 days a week. Super. You won't. You won't because you haven't changed. And here's the key. You haven't changed your identity. If you want to keep your New Year's resolution, whatever it is, you don't make outcome-based goals. You don't make process-based goals. You make identity goals. For instance, I am the kind of person who, whatever it is, never misses a workout. Or I'm the kind of person who always works out. And then when something comes up in life, you ask yourself, well, a person who always works out, what would they do? So you don't think about outcome. That's what everyone does. And it never works, clearly. 91% of people don't keep their goals. So how do I come up with an identity statement? Well, first, ask yourself, what kind of person do you want to be? What kind of person do you want to be? And then you can turn that into an identity statement. I always work out. So just tell yourself that. I always work out. It's who I am. I always work out. I write every day. I am always on time. It's who I am. And you know, people who are late all the time, like, well, it's just, you know, I'm just late. Well, stop. Make a new identity. I am always on time. I always read books. I just read. I read books all the time. I stay in touch with friends. It's just who I am. And then once you've identified the type of person you want to be, and then you make an identity statement about it, then you can come up with the process. Right? Because I'm someone who always works out, here's my schedule. I work out 4 days a week. Or I write 1,000 words a day. Or I call a friend every Saturday. And you set up the process that will prove your identity to be true. And if you do that, I guarantee you the outcome will happen. Don't stress about the outcome. Don't worry about the outcome. Yeah, the outcome will happen. Identity first, process second, and the outcome will follow. So decide who you want to be. Who's the person you want to be? Then set up small winnable goals and prove yourself right. Prove to yourself that you are indeed this person who you want to become. 91% of people do not keep their New Year's resolution. So let's start there. I'm the kind of person who, when I make up my mind, I don't give up. I keep New Year's resolutions. And you're thinking, Slater, well, I've never kept my New Year's resolutions. Yeah, yeah. Now you know how to do it. So make a new identity statement. I keep New Year's resolutions. Start there. And if you do that, you're way ahead of the game. Coming up on Something You Might Not Know, the holiday of Kwanzaa. Do you know about the beginnings of Kwanzaa? Do you know who started it? Oh, circle around. I'll tell you a story next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Yesterday was Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. Oh, I hope you didn't miss it. Did you forget it was Kwanzaa is a beautiful Marxist holiday created in the 60s by a man who tortured women in his basement, whipping them with electrical cords and branding them with a hot iron. Ah, yes, it's a wonderful holiday. Our Vice President Kamala Harris said Kwanzaa was always a special time. We came together with generations of friends, family, and neighbors. There were never enough chairs, so my sister and I and the other children would often sit on the floor. And together we lit the candles of the Kanara And then the elders would talk about how Kwanzaa is a time to celebrate culture, community, and family. And then, of course, they taught us the seven principles. Oh, you know them, of course. Unity, self-determination, collective responsibility, purpose, creativity, faith, and then the super fun Marxist one, cooperative economics. Yes. Just to be clear, in case my tone is not thick enough, Kwanzaa has nothing to do with Africa. It was started by a man, Maulana Dabasnitha Karenga. His real name is Ronald Everett, who was big into the Black Power movement at LA City College in the 60s. He was a Black studies professor after that. He literally started Kwanzaa only to attack Christianity, which he called a white religion that Black people should shun. Hence it being the day after Christmas. But Kamala has wonderful memories of this very special time. So this is not a real holiday. It's made up by a Marxist Black Power felon who was convicted of torturing women. It's not a real holiday, or is it the perfect holiday? Every other holiday in America has always been about celebrating something bigger than yourself, whether it's the birth of Jesus or the birth of George Washington or the birth of America on the 4th of July. It's always something bigger than you, but Kwanzaa is a vanity project made to celebrate the founder and your racial self and identity. Said the founder, Maulana, as part of the Black Freedom Movement, we were using this to return to our history and our culture. Yes, unity, just not as Americans. But who am I to question the dear childhood memories of our vice president? More coming up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for being here today. And thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in. Mike Slater, Politics by Faith. You can join us there and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.